Writing a diary can be really good for our mental health, according to experts. Sir Patrick Vallance, who is a top scientist in the UK, started writing a diary during the COVID crisis to help him feel better. He didn't plan on anyone else reading it, but he found that writing down his thoughts and feelings helped him feel calmer and happier. A therapist called Julia Samuel says that writing can help us let out our emotions, reduce anxiety and stress, and even make us feel better physically. Whether we keep our diaries private or share them with others, writing down our feelings can make us feel better. But some people, like a doctor called Adam Kay, find that writing for other people changes the way they write. Their entries might be better, but they might not have the same benefits because they know other people might read them and that can make them less honest and open. Writing a diary has been a way for people to feel better for a long time. Famous diarists like Samuel Pepys and Anne Frank have shared their personal stories with the world. Diaries are not just a way for us to be creative and express ourselves, but they can also teach us about history. They can show us what daily life was like, what important things happened, and how people felt about them. But there are some downsides to keeping a diary. Some people might feel bad if they don't write in it regularly. And sometimes, diaries aren't as private as we think they are, and that can make us feel uncomfortable. It can also be hard to keep writing every day, and some people might choose to leave out certain things or only write about what they want to. In the case of Sir Patrick Vallance, his diary became public and people used it to criticize the government's response to the pandemic. We don't know if he found it helpful or not, that's something only he knows. But overall, writing a diary can be really good for our mental health. It helps us understand our thoughts and feelings, makes us feel better, and teaches us about ourselves.